You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it has been confirmed, the 47th president of the United States is Donald J. Trump. We never thought we'd see him in the White House the first time around, but he's back for a round two. I'm joined on the line by a professor at the Gordon Institute for Business Sciences, Professor Adrian Saville, to take a look at this historical U.S. election result and see what it means for global politics as well as for global trade. Good evening, Prof. Saville. Thanks so much for taking the time. Always lovely to speak to you. When we look at this election, I, for one, expected more fireworks. I thought we'd get a bit of a closer run, somewhat of a close election. But Donald Trump not only won the electoral votes, also had the most number of votes, which is different to what it was in his first run at the White House. Your thoughts on this victory? It was a very hard, it wasn't really a very hard-fought victory. It was a very easy victory, seemingly.
Yeah, Jimmy, great to be with you. And, you know, what a day. There's that meme, you know, going around, which shows Elon Musk in the White House holding the sink, you know, saying, let this sink in. And, you know, I think that that's exactly, you know, the moment that we found ourselves is, as you point out, it's not only that Trump has got the Electoral College, he's genuinely won, you know, in terms of having achieved an outright majority. So that's the way that the United States has voted. That's who they want to lead them for, you know, all of their many different reasons. One could point to an extraordinary campaign, maybe not an extraordinary campaigner, but an extraordinary campaign. And here we find ourselves, and I think, you know, on the cusp of a very, very different landscape over the next handful of years.
Prof. Saville, when we look at the campaigns, what would you say was the stumbling block or the failure of the Democratic campaign that led to such a resounding victory for the Republicans?
You know, strategically, Jimmy, I think there was a couple of things that got in the way. The first is they let Biden go on for too long. You know, everyone knew, and he wasn't in charge of the ship, but they left him at the wheel. I think that that was a fundamental error. You know, and this is not, I'm not pinning my, you know, flag to any mast, Democrat, Republican. I'm just, you know, making comments on, you know, how people have won and not won. So I think that, you know, that was a fundamental misstep on the part of the Democrats. Arguably, another was that, you know, Kamala just sort of never came out with a clear set of policies that we could easily say, this is where she's going. And this is what I could vote for. Whereas Trump, you know, whether you love his policies or hate them, you know exactly where they are, you know, starting with three words, tariffs, tariffs, tariffs. There can be no doubt in your head, you know, what he means when he says drill, drill, drill. It's not the time for renewables. It's the time for oil.
When we look at those policies and the tariffs, tariffs, tariffs narrative, what does that now mean for South Africa? I mean, there was certainly a reaction in the markets. There was the gold price has been moving. South African equity price markets have been moving. But what does this mean for South Africa's relationship with the U.S.? This is, out of the two candidates, this is probably the least preferred outcome for South Africa, given AGOA and all the other relations and conversations. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, I would agree with your sentiment, and perhaps taking a step back also from that South Africa or even Africa specific sentiment to a broader global perspective. First, you know, from you know, just thinking in terms of global asset classes, this is good for equities, especially big equities. Large U.S. companies are already responding on the day very positively to the anticipated tax cuts, the easier environment for business, especially big business. Commodities are not liking it as much because whilst this is arguably good for the United States, the onshoring, the tariff barriers and so on, it's not good for world growth, economic growth. And that then takes some wind out of the sails of commodity prices, which then becomes specifically bad for Africa and South Africa. Not only is your demand side hurt because of lower commodity prices, your supply side is going to be hurt because of higher inflation, input inflation as a result of trade obstacles.
Prof, what are some of the other expectations? Trump was very clear in his campaign trail that under his presidency, there were no wars that were started. Can we expect that the wars that have been started by the previous administration would be tackled by Donald Trump? Or can we expect a bit of more of the same in terms of global conflicts, global trade? We know the very clear policy that is without a shadow of a doubt is it will be America first. But does that mean that America will no longer be involved in the global conflicts?
There's, you know, there's a couple of aspects to this, and you know, possibly it's easier to think of it, you know, at the level of the sort of the individual sites of conflict to try and disentangle what's an extraordinarily complex global landscape. But arguably, you know, the two that that are of most impact and on which Trump has been most vocal. Is Russia and Israel-Gaza. And his undertaking is to address Israel-Gaza and then even more explicitly sort out the issues in Russia-Ukraine. And we know that he's sided with Putin on this. Now, you know, that just throws open a whole set of new scenarios on what this means for foreign policy, for international policy. Ukraine gives Russia a tongue into Europe, right onto the doorstep of a broader Western Europe. And what we've got is a Europe that has been very mute, on the back foot, and you know hasn't prepared in any way for this type of antagonism or hostility. So it gives us a new set of foreign forces that, to my mind, paints an even more worrying scenario than we've seen in the years under Biden.
One person who certainly isn't worried about this election outcome is Elon Musk. It seems he backed the right horse from the beginning. And one has to wonder now. One has to wonder now, Prof, is what do we then look at from the rest of the world, from a South African perspective? Is it time to sit there and say, let's focus on ourselves because we've finally got this US election out of the way. We know where we stand for the next 5 years. It's time to just get things back on track.
Yeah. So, you know, perhaps a couple of points around. You know, the first is, in the immediate sense, we want to think of, you know, who are the winners and who are the losers in this. And arguably, Big Medicine is going to be much happier with Trump than Harris. Big business more broadly is going to be much happier with Trump than Harris. You know, so we could think of immediate winners and losers. We want to go to at least the second derivative and think about what this means for us. And if we apply that question to South Africa specifically, just as we're seeing some wonderful green shoots with, you know, the suspension of load shedding, rate cutting, tame inflation, you know, here comes another set of negatives. I don't think that they're dramatic negatives. I wouldn't want to overstate that in any form, but they are negative rather than positive for South Africa. I've already made the points about commodity prices, the pressure that might be brought to bear through supply chain inflation. But you know, this, to my mind, what this really drives home is the importance for countries, policymakers, and business to get on with their business. You know, and that's not a nationalist sentiment, but there is so much that is outside of our control. Let's worry about what's inside of our control, and let's get on with the business of making that, you know, excellent, fixing the broken parts. South Africa's got enough problems before we start worrying about what's happening to us caused by the rest of the world. Let's just fix our own stuff first.
Get our own house in order because the US has gotten theirs in order and it's time to keep things moving. Thank you so much, Prof, for the time and for the insights. I really appreciate it. That was Professor Adrian Saville of the Gordon Institute of Business Sciences joining me to reflect on the election outcome and the resounding victory for Donald J. Trump.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.